Baba Basra daf nun aleph amet beis. Ubal eichel peiris, and the husband eats the fruit of the field just like all other nichsim melug of the wife, that the husband eats the fruit. Baram, however, Rababa v'Rababo v'chol gudol ha'dor amru. Rababa, Rababo, and all the great of the generation said that the husband does not eat the fruit, because since that although he wrote her that my a document of sale, we say that his, we explain his word, b'matana bikish l'itnelo, that his desire was to give it to her as a gift, and the husband does not eat the fruit from a gift that he gave to his wife. V'lo makos of law, so why did he truly write her the shtar? Losum l'shum mecher, for the purpose of a sale, kidapet le'apis es koicha, to empower and to make better her power, so that if they're going to collect the field from her, he's going to have to pay her the money. So the Gemara asks a question of Huna Barovin that holds that we don't say the Gluya Zuzi from the Brisa that was brought before. Mesra, learn the Brisa. Lava Minha Eved, if he borrowed from his slave, the Shikharei any freedom, or he borrowed money from an Isha of Igershin in the Worcester, Ain Lama Lav Klum. The slave and the wife cannot demand from their master or the wife from her husband. My timer, what's the reason? Lav Mishum Damri in Legala Yizuz Deboyi. Because we're saying that it's just revealing the money. Bamison, the money doesn't belong to him. So, if so, why don't we say so also when a person sells a field to his wife? They want to answer, Shani Hosom. The din is different when a person borrows from the Eved or the wife. Shum Deloy Mashvi Inish, because the person doesn't make himself to them, Eved Levelish Malva. And therefore, to become a slave to them, he wouldn't do that. And therefore, it's for sure that his intention is to just to get his money back. But when he sells the field to his wife, he does not become an Eved to his wife, and therefore, we can say that he actually sold her in truth. And we don't say the Galo Yisus. What it brings now, a machlokes of Maroim in this matter. Omar Rab, Rab says, Amoicher sodeli ishta ikonso, one who sells a field to his wife, she was acquired it. Baba aleichel peiris, and the husband eats the fruit just like any of the other nichsim malug that belong to her. But if he gave his wife the matana, it's a gift konso. Ve'ena baal eichel peiris, and then the husband does not eat the fruit. Why? Because one who gives it with a good eye and wanted to give it away totally. Rabbi Lezer Omar, Rabbi Lezer says, echadzeh v'chadzeh, whether he sold the field to his wife or he gave it to her as a gift, konso, she acquired the field, ve'ein habal eichel peiris, and the husband does not eat the fruit. The Gemara brings a story in this matter. Ovid Rav Chisda Uvda, Rav Chisda did an actual and a din Torah that came before him, ki Rav Lozer, like Rav Lozer, who holds that a person who sells a field to his wife, she was kind and he cannot eat the fruit. Amalei Rabbonan, Amrulei Rabban Ukav, Rabbi Nachm, Rabbi Nechemiah, Bnei Bnote, the Rav. So Rabbi Ukva and Rabbi Nechemiah, the sons of the daughters of Rav, Rav Chizda, Shavik Ma Rabri Ve'Yavad Kizutri, that you let go the view of the great people, which is Rav, and you're doing the action like the view of those who are smaller than, which is Rabbi Lezer, which was a student of Rabbi Yechanan, which was after Rav. Amalahu, Rav Chizda said, Ve'anon Nami Kerav Revi Ami. I also did like the great ones. Why? Also, Ravin, that when Ravin came from it, throw the bubble, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. So he said to the name of Rabbi Yechanan, who was a colleague of Rav, Echadzeh Echadzeh, whether you sell a field or whether you give it a gift, Konso, she acquired the field, Eina Balech Peiris, and the husband does not eat the fruit. The Gemara brings the Psak Halacha as far as the Halacha, Omar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Hilchasa, the Halacha is, Hamoicher Soda Leishte Le Konso. The one who sells a field was not koina, because we say legaluya zuzim. But baal oichel ha-peiris, and the husband eats the fruit. However, if he gave it to the matono konso, he's going to ena baal oichel peiris, doesn't eat the fruit. So the Gemara says, Tarti, both of these halacha that were said, they're contradictory. Because in the first law of Rav, because when he says that that if you sell the field she wasn't koina, is mashma that she wasn't koina at all. But from the fact that he sells the husband eats the fruit, is mashma that she actually owns the property. And the only thing is that the husband has a right to the fruits. So it's a contradiction in the words. And the Gemara like kasha, it's not a question. Kona, here what the Rabbi said that she did not koina is talking about the mois, with money. Tamunim, that were hidden by her. And they weren't known to the husband, therefore the husband is believed with his argument that he sold in order to reveal them, and therefore the sale is bottled. But Kohen, when the Rabbi says that the husband eats the fruit, and it's mashma, that the actual field was sold, he's talking about that she paid of the field with money that weren't hidden, and they were known to the husband. And therefore, she didn't need to reveal them. And therefore, his intention was certainly to sell her. And the woman gets to own the body of the property, and the husband eats just the fruit. Gemara brings a proof of this answer, to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the woman pays with mois tumunim lekonso, with hidden money she wasn't koina because we say for sure he just wanted to reveal the money, but if mois sheina tumunim konso, but if she bought it with money that is not hidden, she was koina. So the Gemara brings now a braisa with regards to the suspicion of geneva by women, slaves, and minors. Tana Rabbanan. We learn that a braisa ain't mekablin pigdoinis lemin anoshim. We don't accept deposits, not from the women, because they might have stolen it from their husbands. Lemin ha'avadim, not from the slaves, goyish slaves, because they might have stolen it from their masters. Lemin ha'tenekis, and not from the children, because maybe they've taken it from the house of the owner that they're there. But nevertheless, if kibbe ben isha, if he received the yachzel isha, not to the husband, because we don't have to assume with certainty that they are stolen money, but we say that that he gave it to her in a way that he doesn't have any rights over it and belongs to her. V'imeisa, and if the woman dies, yachzel lebailo, then you have to give it back to the husband, because even if the money was hers, once she dies, her husband inherits her. Kibbo mina eved, if he accepts the eved, yachzil eved, we may as yachzil rab. Because mina stam, these money belong to the master. So whatever the eved owns, automatically is owned by the master.